Welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Monday, December 22nd, 2025. We have a holiday shortened week ahead of us, but looking at the screens this morning, it seems the bulls didn't get the memo to take the day off.
They definitely did not. We are poised for a strong start. Equity futures are pointing to a higher open right across the board. It looks like that momentum we saw late last week, specifically that surge in the AI trade, is carrying right over into this morning.
I noticed that. We saw the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ reclaim their 50-day moving averages last week. That feels like a pretty significant technical victory for the buyers.
It is huge. It signals that the intermediate-term trend is stabilizing. And right now, we are seeing mega-cap tech leading the charge in the pre-market. It is the usual suspects doing the heavy lifting.
Speaking of heavy lifters, what is driving the action in the big names? I saw NVIDIA is making headlines again.
Always. NVIDIA's up about 2% pre-market. There are reports that they are looking to start shipments of their H200 chips to China by mid-February. That is easing some fears about export restrictions, so traders are jumping back in.
And Tesla? It looks like Elon got an early Christmas present.
You could say that. The Delaware Supreme Court reinstated his 2018 pay package. The market loves certainty regarding leadership, so Tesla shares are popping over 1% on that news.
Interesting. Now, looking at the calendar, it seems suspiciously quiet on the macro front. Are we missing something?
No, you are spot on. It is dead quiet today. No economic data releases scheduled, and zero earnings reports of note. It is basically a vacuum of news, which usually allows the prevailing sentiment, which right now is bullish, to take control.
But that changes tomorrow, right?
Oh, absolutely. Tomorrow is a full data slate. But for today, the only policy chatter we have is from Cleveland Fed President Beth Hammack. She mentioned she expects rates to remain unchanged for some months.
And the market is okay with that?
Seemingly, yes. The market has priced in this pause narrative. As long as we don't get a surprise hike, equities seem comfortable here.
Let's look at the pre-market gappers. I am seeing a very specific theme here. The crypto proxies are flying.
They are on fire. You have MicroStrategy, Coinbase, and Robinhood all gapping up significantly. There is clearly a risk-on appetite for digital assets this morning. And that is spilling over into the equity market.
I also see Rocket Lab on the leaderboard. Did they launch something?
They launched a massive contract. They were awarded over $800 million to build a satellite constellation for the Space Force. The stock is up over 4%. That is a major validation for them.
That is massive. Any other individual names catching your eye?
Cytokinetics is one to watch in the biotech space. They got FDA approval for a heart medication. The stock is gapping up near 2%. It is nice to see some life in the biotech sector. It has been a bit choppy lately.
So, with all this green on the screen, what is the game plan for the open?
The vibe is definitely buy the dip, but you have to be careful. Volume is decent now, but because it is a holiday week, liquidity might dry up as we get closer to Wednesday. Remember, the market closes early at 1 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday.
Right, so don't get stuck in a trade when everyone leaves for eggnog.
Exactly. Stick to the relative strength leaders, tech, energy, and these crypto names. The volatility index, the VXX, is stable and low. Fear is not in the building today.
Love it. Clear and actionable. Any final warnings?
Just watch out for the open. Sometimes these gap-ups get sold into initially. Let the first few minutes settle, find the trend, and ride the momentum. It is a trader's market today.
Perfect. We will leave it there. Thanks for the insights. That wraps up this edition of The Morning Dose. Trade smart, keep your stops tight, and we will catch you tomorrow.